Hey everybody, how's it going? You've got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded territory at the University of British Columbia. My name's Jasper. You're listening to Listening Party. This is episode 2, the show put on by the music department, which is me and a bunch of volunteers playing our favorite songs of the week. Last week I said I was only going to do it every other Thursday, but I had too much fun, so it's going to be every Thursday at 3. So thanks for joining me. First up, we have a very cool song, collaboration between Jacob Collier and Daniel Caesar. Now, Jacob Collier, if you're not familiar, is he's from England. He's kind of a virtuosic piano player, arranger, composer. He got his start on YouTube making really creative videos covering songs, and now he's kind of this global phenom. He's working on a 4-disc 50 song album, which he's been releasing over the last few years, and installment number 3 is coming out soon in January. And the first single is a collaboration with Daniel Caesar, who is one of my favorites, and it's very reminiscent of Voodoo era D'Angelo, which is of course one of my favorite records. If anyone out there knows me, they know that I love that record. That sort of neo soul, super drunk, late beat, tons of space. As soon as I heard it, I was like, "Oh, this is it's like a new D'Angelo song." But it has sort of a bit of Jacob Collier feel to it. So I hope you dig it. Here it is. This one is called "Time Alone with You."
If you wanna get sunshine, moonlight, walking on the rooftop, moonlight, I'ma go get some
time alone with you.
Oh. Yeah, we could go dancing. Soak up the disco.
Moonlight.
I dig it when I get that.
Ooh, time alone, really.
There's a beautiful Sunday morning.
Hey.
You see the sun up in the sky.
Oh.
He's gonna shine on you.
How?
Ooh.
When I'm alone with you.
If you wanna get dirty.
Whole night.
Slipping on the mudslide. We could cut the chit chat.
Give me that.
Time alone with you.
Oh, yeah.
We could skip the border.
All night.
Swim around the ocean.
Moonlight.
Man, octopus light when you give me that.
Time alone with you.
Yeah. Oh. It's a beautiful Sunday evening.
Hey.
And when you see the little moon.
Wanna make it to Nirvana, play all day in bed with me and teach me how to love ya. You wanna be my partner, but baby, please believe me, loving me ain't easy. I'ma need some time with you. You gon' need some time with me. Who knows what we're gonna do? All I hope is you don't leave.
All night, stop right.
All night.
Shines down on me.
I'ma need some time with you.
So good, it's alright.
It's alright.
You're all I see.
Need some time with me.
At times we may find.
May find.
Hearts grow heavy.
Hearts been grow heavy.
So good, it's alright. You're all I need.
All I need. You don't need.
Who's that?
The most beautiful girl. She's mine, oh mine.
give me time alone.
Walking on the rooftop,
moonlight.
We could cut the chit chat,
moonlight.
I dig it when I get that,
moonlight.
I'ma go get some
time alone with you, time alone with you, time alone with you.
It gets a little crazy in the middle there, which is not so much a D'Angelo thing. But the way it starts and the way it ends with, you know, those horn arrangements, a super late beat. Jacob Collier and Daniel Caesar. If you want to watch a great video of those two collaborating, there's like a 9.5 minute version of Best Part, which is a song from Daniel Caesar's amazing record, Freudian, on YouTube. It's a performance from Toronto. You can watch Jacob play piano for like 9.5 minutes. It's really something. So check that out. Next, we're going to Brooklyn by way of Oakland, California. We have a rapper named Nappy Nina who's got a record that just came out. It's called Dumb Doubt. I love it. It's really brief and it's tight and concise, and it's like 10 songs, each, all of them under 3 minutes. Some of them, most of them, barely over two. Really, really like boom bap, East Coast hip hop style record. Great beats, a lot of like strong jazz sampling influence, and great flow. I love it. The song's called Pigpen.
Keep it pushing, stick pin in a cushion, Pigpen live in Brooklyn, all my niggas cousins, all y'all niggas laughing, cheers to having nothing, beers for all y'all husbands. Keep it pushing, stick pin in a cushion, pig pin live in Brooklyn, my niggas cousins, y'all niggas bluffing, cheers to having nothing, beers for all y'all husbands. Thank God I'm black, how jaw is that, that the jaw I jack, Jaws John's in the back, to the front of my act, I confront all their ass, like the me of the past, tense meetings I've had, dipped off on my 10 speed, me 3 at the pad, needing it bad. My niggas need dads, other niggas need bags, they can match their worth with. I ain't perfect, looking for permanence in her purses, who lived in curses. I got a few that need some work with, some follow through, call a response straight through my hollow roots. Smile and say mahalo too, anything could help, cause been cut up in so many ways, who knows if this shit hell blood. Was scared and threw a flare up in the air, but that shit real done. Holla if you hear me, need some healing in your earbuds, some ringing in your inner reachings, teach where I feel fear from. Plateau with my shadow, hoping that the hills come. Keep it pushing, stick pin in a cushion, pig pin live in Brooklyn, my niggas cousins, y'all niggas bluffing, cheers to having nothing, beers for all y'all husbands. Keep it pushing, stick pin in a cushion, pig pin live in Brooklyn, my niggas cousins, y'all niggas bluffing, cheers to having nothing, beers for all y'all husbands. Say that part, zigzag to head start. Big bag of humble brags, only to be mumbled as something subtle. Like my two-step, a selfish shuffle. Knuck if you buck, but buckle up, try not to get too comfortable. I ain't gon' hold you, unless you ask me. And even then, I'll play pretend and let me let you gas me. The past ain't past me, probably outlast me. Can't let it go, cause this shit come back in my sleep. I've been packing my things, like inaccurate images of happier beings. Trying to manage my sin, so I mildly move into grooves that be deceiving. What's good in evenings? Will you still be breathing? Got reason to suspect not. Meet me at the deadlock. We could hold hands, make a plan, and cop some dead stock. Already said lots, untangle my head knots. Don't damage dreadlocks, manage our head thoughts. Keep it pushing, stick pin in a cushion, pig pin live in Brooklyn. My niggas cousins, y'all niggas bluffing, cheers to having nothing, beers for all y'all husbands. Keep it pushing, stick pin in a cushion, pig pin live in Brooklyn. My niggas cousins, y'all niggas bluffing, cheers to having nothing, beers for all y'all husbands. Keep it pushing. cushion. Stick pin in a cushion. Pick pin live in Brooklyn. All my niggas cousins. Y'all niggas bluffing. Cheers to having nothing. Beers for all y'all husbands.
That's Nappy Nina Pigpen from her new record, Dumb Doubt. I had a hard time picking a song from that record to play. I love it. I love all of it so much. Do check it out. Check out some live videos of hers too. She plays with a band sometimes, it seems. So I love that. I love hip hop with live band. So okay, next we're going to Victoria, BC. The band's called Loving. Loving has been around for a while. They just signed to Last Gang Records, and they've been releasing singles pretty steadily over the last few months, and they're all dynamite. Their record, which is called If I'm Only My Thoughts, is coming out January 31st, and they just released their fourth single, which is this one. It's called Lately in Another Time. So Loving's vibe is very, very bedroom pop, but they walk that balance between being like DIY and having it's sort of a low-ish fi sound, but it's still very clear and nicely produced and warm, rich, very analog sounding, very patient, very whispered. Anyways, I hope you dig it. This one's called Lately in Another Time.
Without a river in sight, fingers crossed throughout the night, head underwater, you can hear the sound, what you've been feeling. Thank you.
it again and again, and I cross it again now.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Oh, man, I'm so curious about that conversation. I got to ask Nard sometime. Hey, you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I'm Jasper. This is Listening Party. You heard Loving's song Lately in Another Time, and then we went straight into Mauno's excellent tune Half It from their record Really Well. Mauno's from Halifax. That was their third record. Awesome collection of songs, super dynamic, super creative, produced by Chad Van Galen, I believe. And sadly, Mauno decided to call it quits this summer. They played their last show in August and then have moved on to other things, I suppose. So that's too bad. They're a great band. Coming up next, we have a local tune, Mr. Brandon Wolf Scott. You may recognize that name. He's the he's a contributing member of Yukon Blonde. Also an excellent solo artist. He has a record coming out called Burden on Your Shoulders, and this is the title track. It has a very lovely, nostalgic sort of Beatles-y vibe to it. Hope you dig.
Thank you.
That's Brandon Wolf Scott, title track from his forthcoming album, Burden on Your Shoulders. He's playing a couple shows coming up. 15th, he's at Lucky Bar in Victoria, and on the 16th, he's here at the Biltmore Cabaret. I can't recall who those shows are with. I'm sorry. Okay, next up, we have a very funny song. We have an artist called Salami Rose Joe Lewis. Yes, Salami Rose Joe Lewis. It is the solo project of a woman named Lindsay Olson who lives in California. She released an album called Zdenka 2080 through Brainfeeder this summer. She's got a cool story. She was a scientist working in an asbestos lab, whatever that is. You know, I guess they were just doing tests to confirm how dangerous asbestos is or something. I don't know. But she had a near-death experience in a car and decided to quit the science gig and started making music, and she makes cool music. So this record, it's like a science fiction concept record about this character whose name is Salami. His name is Salami. And he, in this future scenario, the elites have abandoned the Earth, and they've stolen all of the energy of the sun. And young Salami is wandering through their abandoned homes on Earth, and then he discovers this octagonal room with eight paintings, and so Salami shines her light on the paintings, and then she gets transported to another dimension. And so this album is all about her traveling through these different dimensions, and she's talking to different characters and different voices, and it's just super wacky and awesome. So the song we're going to hear is called Earth Creature, and I think it's the part of the story where Salami Joe Lewis discovers the octagonal paintings. I'm not sure, but give it a listen. Let me know what you think.
Okay, let me get this straight. So if the octagonal room is the brain of the Earth creature, does that imply that human existence, are we just
the thoughts of the Earth creature?
There are times that
of bloopy bloop. Human beings are not simply the thoughts of the Earth creature, although that's a wonderful hypothesis. In fact, we are the cells of the Earth creature. The octagonal room and the eight paintings and the coinciding eight dimensions are indeed the thoughts of the Earth creature. Those in turn influence and mold the actions of the human beings as we carry out the wills and desires.
Catch that? There's a lot of information there. So that was Salami Rose Joe Lewis with Earth Creature. So apparently humans are the cells of the Earth Creature, and we are here to carry out the desires of the Earth Creature, which we don't seem to be doing very well right now. But anyways, that album is a lot of fun. It's pretty zany. It's called Zdenka 2080, Salami Rose Joe Lewis. Moving along, Samantha Savage Smith. It's a name I haven't heard in a while. Samantha Savage Smith is from Calgary. I was hearing her name a lot a couple years ago, and I don't know what she's working on these days, but this summer, the Calgary Folk Festival released a compilation album of cover songs, which is fun. And Samantha contributed a cover of St. Vincent's song, The Party, from her 2009 record, Actor. I love early St. Vincent. I was actually listening to St. Vincent last night. I was reading this book about the end of the world, and it really, really, it kind of upset me, and I couldn't sleep. And I was listening to St. Vincent's. She released a piano version of Mass Seduction late last year, I believe. And I enjoy it much more than the original version of Mass Seduction. So check that out. But anyways, back to Samantha. Yeah, this is her cover of The Party. I think it's great. She added like a really cool jam section at the end. St. Vincent's not an easy artist to cover. And Samantha really went for it and did a great job. Here it is, The Party.
Cleaning.
Samantha Savage Smith's cover of St. Vincent's the Party. She really went for it, right? Like, big arrangement, big band situation happening there. So, yeah, Sam, wherever you are, I hope you're making records still, and I'm looking forward to whatever you do next. And next up, we have a fun, just like a fun pop song that I came across this week by an artist named Emily Yesenia. So she's from Philly, but living in New York now, and releasing singles and records via Bandcamp for a long time now. And this is sort of her first, label release that was properly done in a studio, from what I understand. It's called Remember the Silver. It just came out. I chose this song mostly for the first line, which is, "Do you want to marry me in a hotel by the airport before you leave?" So I just love that. So this is it. This is Arcades and Highways by Emily Yesenia.
1, 2, 3, 4. Do you want to marry me in the hotel by the airport before you have to leave? I wish I
Arcades and Highways by Emily Yesenia. Interesting song. Like it comes off kind of like a straight ahead pop song, but it has a really elaborate bridge. I don't know if you noticed that, but it was like, that bridge was like a minute long and it went all over the place. At one point I thought there might have even been a key change or something. And the main vocal melody, you know, that it kind of goes on longer than it needs to. It works. I like it. But just like these little interesting things that make songs more complicated than they appear to be at first. Arcades and Highways, Emily Yesenia. The record's called Remember the Silver. Just came out. It's fun. Go check it out. Next, we're going back to Halifax. Walrus. If you're not familiar with Walrus, they're cool. They're a rock and roll band. They've been making great music for a while. and they just released their third, maybe their second LP. It's called Cool to Who. It's fantastic, front to back. Great songs. They're treated really well. They've clearly been listening to the Beatles a lot, clearly been listening to Tame Impala a lot. That all makes sense. The one we're going to hear is called Out for a While. It's kind of on the mellower side of this record. I don't know what else to say about it other than, you know, you can hear the Beatles all over it. So Walrus, check it out. Here you go. Out for a While by Walrus. I love it. I love that song. Love that record. Put headphones on if you're going to listen to it. It's so textural. It's mixed beautifully. It's recorded beautifully. Clearly, they're into classic recording techniques. It just sounds analog. It sounds vintage. It sounds great. Okay, up next, a very interesting artist named Dil Brito. For a long time, Dil Brito was kind of a secretive figure. I think I'm allowed to talk about Dil Brito now on air. I'm not sure. I'm going to anyways, so I apologize to Dil Brito if you didn't want me to talk about you on air. But Dil Brito is the music project of Discorder's very own real live action editor, Jasper Rinch, who's been making music quietly for a long time. And this summer, he released a beautiful album called Lowing. And I don't really know what to say about this record. It's super cerebral. It doesn't really align with any traditional forms or genres of music that I can talk about. It's just music. I think there's a lot of sampling going on. There's a lot of, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just a very singular piece of music. We're going to listen to the opening track of Lowing, which is called The Bodies. Hope you enjoy. Dil Brito. Song's called The Bodies from his beautiful record, Lowing. Folks, that's it. That's all of our time together this week. Thank you for listening. My name's Jasper. This show's called Listening Party. If you want to reach me, my email is music@citr.ca. I'm not going to do a show next week because we have Cartel Madras coming in to do a live set on... with Madeline on Shoes on a Wire. If you don't know Cartel Madras, they're a hip-hop duo from Calgary. They just signed to Sub Pop. They're freaking awesome. Well, I want to put them on the show, but it's a little explicit for daytime hours. I was looking up the rules for like what we're allowed to program on the radio, and it's kind of ambiguous. So you'll have to either tune in after 9 o'clock or tune in next week, because I don't think we're going to censor them at all, and they're going to do their show however they want, and it's going to be sweet. So they're performing at 4 o'clock next Thursday. I'll be on the soundboard. Madeline will be hosting, and that's it. I'll be coming back later this month to do a sort of retrospective show, my favorite stuff of the year. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening wherever you are. I hope you're good.